Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Sports Geeks podcast. I'm Alex, here with my buddy Pat from sportsgeeks.com. Say hi, Pat.
How's it going, guys?
All right, so let's just get right into it. Not a whole lot of huge stories this week to cover like we had last week with the trade and stuff, so we'll just get right into the games. First off, this week, bye weeks for Dallas, Indy, Miami, San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So,
do you have our running record from?
Yes, I do. Last week I was 11-3. You were 10-4. We were only different on one, and that was a Seattle. You picked a Jacksonville on that one.
Yeah.
So I'm a 57-19, and you are 55-21, which is pretty good still.
Keeping it close. Keeping it close.
You're there. You're right there. All right. First game this week. Houston at Cincinnati.
I'm going with my boy, Ocho Cinco. I don't know how many more games they're going to have to win for me to stop being surprised by them winning. And then for all those out there, raise your hand if you thought Cedric Benson would be leading the NFL in rushing yards after 5 weeks. So I'm taking the Bengals.
All right, I'm going to go with the Bengals, too, against Houston. Could be a shootout kind of game, a lot of points with Carson Palmer and all that offense, and then Houston with the same type of deal. But I think Cincy's defense is definitely better than Houston, so I think that could make the difference as far as that goes. Next game, it's a powerhouse game with St. Louis and Jacksonville.
Yeah, and I picked Jacksonville last week to beat Seattle, and that went badly. I will take Jacksonville. I don't know how you go start out the year by losing by only 2 points to the Colts and then getting blown out by Seattle 41.
Yeah, that was nasty. I didn't expect that.
No, so who you got?
I'm going to go Jacksonville, too. Did you see Maurice Jones-Drew came out and said that he wants to get more carries?
He
said he wants more. He said he is right now he's the highest-paid decoy in the league. He didn't get enough carries. So I think they might – I mean, he's right. If they're going to win, he's going to have to get the ball. So I think he has a big game. St. Louis only scoring 6.8 points per game.
Yeah, that's miserable.
So, I would go Jacksonville, too. Next game, AFC North, Cleveland at Pittsburgh.
I'll take Pittsburgh in this game. They're kind of a mystery to me. I looked up their defensive rankings. They're tied for ninth as far as overall defense, but they're just not dominating anybody. I still will take them this week, but I'm just not sure how good they really are.
Yeah, I'm going to take Pittsburgh too. Cleveland, not good.
So. Right. Yeah. So, any more word on the Brady Quinn controversy? I heard he was selling a house.
Selling a house. He tried to play it off, but he never. Yeah. I mean,
I don't think he's happy.
No, probably. Next game, New York Giants at New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. This should be a pretty damn good game. Yeah, I'm going to take New Orleans in this one. I kind of like teams coming off the bye week, as I've said before. I read something today. Brandon Jacobs is kind of mad that his production has declined this year, and I think fantasy owners who drafted him would agree with that. Says something about a guy's character. He's been a pretty good guy for the most part from what I've read, but when your team is 5-0 and you complain about your personal production, there's something wrong.
That's
a wide receiver thing to do, not a running back. So.
Yeah, I'm actually going to take the Giants. I think a big factor, Eli Manning is not getting enough credit, I don't think. He's second in passer rating, only behind his big brother there in Indy.
Yeah, isn't that something? He is having a great year and doesn't get as much talk
as... Yeah, he doesn't either. And this is crazy. He's only been sacked 2 times all year. So their O-line is pretty stout. It's hard to judge offensive lines unless you're unless you've been there, but...
Obviously doing a good job if he's only hit the ground twice.
Yeah. So. All right, next game. This is a big one for you and me.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore at Minnesota.
Yes, and unfortunately I will be driving during that time, but I'm going to have it on the radio and I'm going to tape it, and I'm going to pick, I know what you're not going to pick. I'm going to take the Vikings.
Okay.
I think Flacco has looked a little more human the past 2 weeks. Yeah. Baltimore's defense is middle of the pack, real good against the rush, but they gave up 120 yards to Cedric Benson last week, so
yeah.
Minnesota.
I'm going to pick Baltimore just because I'm from Maryland. I don't know. They kind of got screwed against the Patriots, but last week they really didn't play well against the Bengals. They should have still won. All things aside, even those penalties at the end, I mean, it was stupid still. But so, I don't know. I just feel like they can bounce back, and they don't want to be 3-3.
No, and this will be a big – if Minnesota can pull this one off, I think that'll make a lot of people realize that – or believe that they're a legit team.
That would be kind of validation for them because they've played Detroit and – St. Louis, so, or no, did they play St. Louis?
Yeah, that last week they played St. Louis.
They played Cleveland too, didn't they?
Yep, and then they had that close game against San Fran. So not a lot of big teams there.
They probably want this one too, so.
They're hard to judge.
That should be a good game. Mm-hmm. Next one, Detroit at Green Bay.
I will take the Packers. It's at Green Bay, getting a little colder out, and to me, I think there's some effect of Detroit's already won their Super Bowl by just getting that one
single
win.
Game, yeah.
I just think that was their big motivation, and I think Green Bay.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Green Bay too. Detroit, I mean, it's true though. They seem like they were playing good, and then they got that win, and that was it.
Yeah, that was their Super Bowl. They got that game, and pressure's off, and
yeah.
You're kind of sad when you're are happy with one win.
Yeah. But. All right, next up, Carolina at Tampa Bay.
I will take the Panthers. Tampa is just awful, and that Jake Delhomme is too, but I don't even think he can blow this game. I'm going to take the Panthers.
Yeah, I've got Carolina too. I think just based on what they did last year, at least you know that they have some talent, and Tampa Bay is not. I mean, they haven't done anything this year. Carolina got that one win, but that was against Washington, so.
And they're the same team. That's a team I don't get. And they got Julius Peppers on defense. They got the running backs. They got Steve Smith.
I mean, they're not going to make the playoffs this year, but I don't think they'll keep losing, like, as much.
Right.
Next game, Kansas City at Washington.
I'm going to go with Kansas City here. I got to watch them last week. They played a good game against Dallas, except for not being able to tackle Miles Austin. But Washington, their wins have come against a horrible Rams team and a horrible Bucks team by a total of 5 points. So,
yeah, I'm gonna go Washington, and I'm not sure why. It's just like a gut feeling. You're right about that. They didn't beat anybody great either. But I don't know. It's just that's my instinct on that one.
Yeah, and it's home game for Washington. Yeah, that was really
maybe that'll have an impact. It's a big stadium there, but you never know. Next game, Philadelphia at Oakland.
I will take Philadelphia. McNabb is still playing with that chip on his shoulder. I think he's been doing it all year, just with the whole talk of Vic and getting replaced. Jamarcus Russell, he's as inaccurate as he can throw it far, and he can throw it a long ways far. He's just not good, so.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, I'm going to pick Philadelphia, too. For some reason, I circled Oakland on my paper. I don't know why.
Yeah, that was a
must have been a, I don't know. Must have gotten cross-eyed for a second or something.
Maybe you thought they could cover the 14-point spread or something.
Probably not, though. Oakland, they're a disaster.
Yeah.
Next game, Arizona at Seattle.
I'm going to take Arizona. I just don't think Seattle's big win last week is enough to fool me. I don't think they're that good. You know, a healthy Hasselbeck certainly helps, but I still have some faith in Arizona. I mean, they made the Super Bowl last year, and they got most of that team back, so.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to differ. I'm going to go with Seattle. I mean, they've played well when Hasselbeck's been there, and as long as they can – they always have injury problems, it seems, so if they can stay healthy, I think they'll be all right. Mm-hmm. And that division, I mean – San Fran hasn't looked good the last couple weeks, so that's a tight division. So,
yeah, it is.
Actually,
no,
that
that's
could be potentially a good game, despite what those teams have done so far.
Right. Yeah, because that division, I think it's up for grabs for no runaway team yet. So.
All right. Next game, Tennessee at New England.
I will pick the Patriots to win this one, and probably pretty handily. I think Tennessee is going to be pretty happy to see that bye week come after this game.
Yeah. Same here. Vince Young played last week. Did you see that?
There was a Vince Young sighting.
So I mean, they're gonna start having some quarterback issues there. Kerry Collins not playing well.
What would you do at this point?
I don't
know. You're a horrible team, and Kerry Collins is not young by any means. Do you let Young?
I think
get
you do. I would do.
Can it hurt?
I think you give
him
the rest of the season just to see if that's even gonna work out at all, and then if not, then you draft a quarterback next year.
Yeah, because give him a chance. You're not going anywhere this year anyway, Tennessee. Yeah. Let him, if he fails miserably, then at least there won't be that.
You don't
want to
leave it any doubts, because if you let him, if they go, 13 and, or 0 and, what is the record? Did they win any yet?
No.
So if they go 0-13 and then you stick Young in, only give him 3 games, you don't really get the full perspective, and then you don't know what to do. At least if you put him in now, you get the full,
Yeah, you let him get a rhythm going, if he has a rhythm left, yeah. And it just gives you some time to see if he's still got it or if it was just kind of a fluke his one playoff year, the year they made a run at the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. All right, next game, Buffalo at New York Jets.
I will go New York. I think Owens is going to be really jealous watching Braylon Edwards catch passes and making a huge impact as soon as he gets traded. So I go, Jets were kind of, they were punked by that Miami Wildcat. Yeah. They didn't know what was coming.
That was fantastic.
Bad. Yeah, great for Miami, but Buffalo's not going to be running the Wildcat, so I'm going to go Jets.
Yeah, I'm going to go Jets too. They lost two in a row. They won't want to lose another one. And they need to try to establish themselves as like an elite team if they want to challenge New England in that division.
Monday night was a setback. That was quite the show by Miami. That was fun to watch.
Yeah, I love that. Ronnie Brown, Ricky Williams.
Yeah, Ricky Williams.
This is random. Ricky Williams, have you heard about his whole story? Like, you know, he got kicked off, he got suspended, and then he retired for a year. I don't feel like anyone talks about that. Like, and now he says that he wants to play like exactly two more years, I think, and then go to medical school.
Wow, like, I did not hear that.
He signed an extension without. And the other thing is, he's weird. He like didn't have an agent. He signed an extension like directly with the team, and he like I think he basically said that he's going to retire when it's up and go to med school.
He's a strange dude. I know he was like over in Tibet, like smoking marijuana, all sorts
That's
of it
what
over there.
He wants to do is like horticultural medicine or something. Some I don't know.
Oh,
like,
why am I not
like
surprised?
Herbal, I don't know. Like he went. Yeah, in California, medical marijuana.
know where that one's going.
So. All right, anyway, next game, Sunday night, Chicago at Atlanta.
This could be a good game. Like we've said every week, the Sunday night games have been pretty decent. I will take Atlanta, and I'm going against my thing of taking teams who are coming off the bye like Chicago is. But Cutler's facing a better team than he has in his past 2 weeks, and Atlanta just dismantled the pretty good 49er team. So I'm taking Atlanta.
I'm going to agree with you. That last week, what was the score, 45-10? I didn't – against San Fran. Yeah. I actually started San Fran defense in one league, and that didn't turn out too well.
No, not too well.
Monday night, Denver at San Diego.
I will take – I'm going to stay on that Denver bandwagon and push them to 6-0. They're fifth ranked against the pass. Should help slow Phillip Rivers down. He's actually having a pretty good year. LT just – I don't know. He's just not getting it done like he used to. So I will go Denver.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Denver, too. LT, I've never been a big LT fan. I think he gets hurt or he's too old now. And then Denver's allowed only 8.6 points per game, which is the lowest in the league by far.
That's great. And considering they have good defensive players, but they don't have the publicity of, say, like Baltimore with Ray Lewis. They're getting it done.
Yeah, and McDaniels, I mean, has done a good job, I think, considering how the way things started out with all that chaos. So I like Denver.
Do I have time to go on a quick tangent?
Sure, absolutely.
All right. Has there been a team that has blown more good athlete potential than San Diego? If you look back on the last, say, 5 years, when LT was at the top of his game, you had the best running back. You had the best tight end, who was also kind of a freak of nature, how big he was. No one could really guard him. And then you had two good quarterbacks during that time, Phillip Rivers and Drew Brees, and also heck of a defense, too. Like, why they could never get it done, I know some of it was coaching. Yeah. But and now you're looking at these guys like LT slowing down, not as effective as he used to be, and you just wonder why they couldn't put it together.
Yeah, they just can't put it together. I mean, and they were a sexy Super Bowl pick this year, and probably last year and the year before that. And they just don't get it done. I don't really know why.
Shame, I guess, to see that much talent put together on one team and just kind of wasted. Yeah.
All right, well, that wraps up all the matchups for this week. And what we wanted to do was do some sort of rankings or top five. So we decided what we're going to do is rank the five undefeated teams, which is in no particular order, Vikings, Broncos, Giants, Colts, and the Saints. So who do you got at number one, Pat?
Number one, I'm going to go with the Colts. I think they got great team. Manning is playing arguably the best football of his career right now, or at least tied for the best, and they have that experience. So I'm going Colts at number
one. Yeah, I'm
going
to go Colts too. I've never been a Peyton Manning fan, but I think the last two games have been primetime games. And it's been absolutely incredible. Like,
He is just so accurate, and he can place those throws just.
He just right rolls like there's no. He doesn't get to, like it seems like he's just so focused. He just throw it complete every time. It's unreal.
I would be shocked to see Peyton Manning rattled. I just don't think he gets rattled. So.
Yep. All right. Who you got at number two?
As much as I hate to think of a potential brother Super Bowl, I'm gonna have to go with the Giants until they prove to me otherwise that they don't belong there. So.
Yeah, that's who I went with too. At number two.
I really don't want to see a Manning Super Bowl.
No, that would just be that would be too much.
The media love of that.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And I can't handle any more Oreo commercials with them too. So.
I don't get that anyway.
No, and then they threw the Williams sisters in, and I don't care to see Peyton.
Yeah, enough sports siblings. I've had a period.
Yeah, that's enough of them.
We should make a rule that if your brother makes it, you can't.
Yeah, you have to wait till he gets hurt three times. So that's a good rule. Good rule.
All right. I had the Giants at two as well. Who you got number three?
I will take the Vikings here. I know I kind of kicked back and forth between them and the Broncos. So probably some bias playing there, but. Pretty good defensive line, not as dominant as it used to be, but they were a good team last year, and now they threw Favre in the mix. Just makes them better. I'll put them at three.
Yep, I'm actually going to go with the Saints at three. I think their defense has been playing well, and if they can keep that up, the offense will take care of itself.
And they're a tough team at home if they could get some home field advantage in the playoffs.
Yeah, and if they play the Giants this week, so I think, I mean... Whoever wins that game will definitely probably be the favorite in the NFC.
Yeah, agreed.
All right, number four.
I'm going to put the Broncos here, as I said. Kind of gave that away, but I was debating them three or four. I like what I see from them. Got to watch them a little bit. And just a good defense, and Kyle Orton is actually playing efficient, which is really all he needs to do. So.
All right, I actually put the Vikings at four. I think, you know, they're playing well. The thing is, Favre just kind of scares me late in the season. What could happen? You know, some interceptions. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd rather have you not say that. I was glad to see last game they pulled them with like 7 minutes to go or 5 minutes to go when the game didn't matter. Just get him out of there. He's not running up stats. He doesn't need to. So.
Yeah, he's got enough numbers for his lifetime. All right, and number five.
So that leaves the Saints for me, and that might be because they're the only one, I believe, with only four games under their belt out of those five. Mm-hmm. So I think they can come around, and if they beat the Giants, they'll leapfrog quite a bit up on my list there. But I think it's more probably just not in my mind as much because they're off last week. But I will put them at five. Maybe that's a mistake.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Broncos here at the five spot. Just the whole way the season started out with a fluky play. And all their games have been close, I think. I don't think they've really blown anybody out.
No.
It's kind of worrisome. I mean, it's good that they can win close games, but I think if you want to be the top team, you got to at least blow out somebody bad.
Yeah, I'm looking. Yeah, they beat the Patriots by 3, Dallas by 7, the Raiders by 20, which isn't saying much.
Okay.
21 over Cleveland and 5 over the Bengals. So really against the teams that are legit.
Yeah, so that's not bad, but.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying, though. They need that big statement to dominate.
Yeah, that's what a statement. That's what it is. All right, well, let's get into the fantasy football. What we do, in case you're first time listening, we try to pick the number one who we think will be the top fantasy player for this week at four positions, and we always fail. Last week, we were all 0-for again. we both had picked Manning and Peterson. And number one quarterback last week was Matt Hasselbeck. Inexplicably, number one running back was Ahmad Bradshaw.
And, yeah.
The number one wide receiver was Miles Austin. I don't think anyone saw that one coming.
Yeah, I think he was drafted in like around 5% of ESPN leagues. So, yeah.
250 and 2 touchdowns, which is absurd.
Yeah, and 2 long ones. So if you get yardage bonuses, that's
And then the number one tight end was Kellen Winslow Jr. which.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
Oh, that I was just gonna say it's impossible, but we'll try again.
So. Right, I'm gonna get one this week. I can feel it.
Oh, all right.
Who you got at quarterback this week?
Tom Brady. I will apologize to Tennessee, but I think they're gonna get lit up this week. So.
All right. I'm gonna go with Aaron Rodgers against Detroit. So.
Yeah.
Who's giving up the most fantasy points to quarterbacks this year?
There you go.
All right. Running back.
I'm not going to take one of the obvious ones just because that doesn't seem to work. I'm going to go Rashard Mendenhall. Cleveland is last against the run, and if weather affects the pass game at Pittsburgh, they might give him the ball even more. So.
All right, I'm going to go with Maurice Jones-Drew. I mentioned earlier he kind of made a plea with the media for playing time, and they're playing St. Louis, so
yeah.
I mean, Jacksonville's not good, but if they get ahead, they'll be running it a lot, so I like MGD in this one. Tight end?
I was skipping receiver.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. I'm going to go with TJ Houshmandzadeh, or like my friend likes to call him, TJ Who's Your Mama. really no reason. They're playing Arizona. The wide receiver is probably the biggest crapshoot out of all four positions. So I'll go.
Yeah, clearly. After Miles Austin this week.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Randy Moss. You went with Tom Brady. Titans defense is not good. Mm-hmm. I looked up a stat. As far as fantasy points given up, last year the Titans gave up 12.8 points per game to wide receivers. This year they're giving up 30.2 points per game.
Wow.
To wide receivers.
Wow. A little different.
Which is almost, that's insane.
Yeah.
All right, and then tight end.
I will take Visonte Shanko for the Vikes, your Baltimore Ravens. If they can shut down the run like they have pretty consistently this year, it'll force the Vikings to pass, and Shanko's had, I think, 3 touchdowns in the last 4 weeks, so.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Chris Cooley from the Washington Redskins. They're playing Kansas City. You never know. It's that game, you know, it could be 6-3 or it could be 40-40. So the crappy teams get matched together. You never know what might happen.
Yeah.
So I like Cooley in that
one.
All
right.
All right. That about wraps it up for this week. Thanks for listening, everybody. Hit us up on Twitter at twitter.com/thesportsgeeks with questions or whatever. We'll answer them on here. Oh, I did have one question from somebody.
Okay.
AirT08 on Twitter asked, I didn't talk to Pat about this, so I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
Who would you start this week on fantasy, Brandon Jacobs or Darren Sproles?
You know what? I would take Brandon Jacobs. Partly, I know he complained, and I don't like rewarding complainers, but if the Giants are smart, they're going to want to keep, you know, kind of the morale of the team going. Maybe they'll let Jacobs get a few carries, please. I would put in Jacobs, I think.
Okay. That's a tough one. I actually like Sproles better, just for big plays, and I know that doesn't answer your question.
we split.
But it's fantasy football. You never really
right.
know.
Right. So it's basically, do you want to bank on a big play with Sproles, or do you want to bank that Jacobs will get goal line carries? So that is a tough one. So.
Yeah. All right. And then we had one more here for wide receiver. Kevin Walter, Lee Evans, or Steve Breston?
Ugh. Ooh, that's a good one. I'm leaning towards Lee Evans. The Buffalo, who do they have this week? Let me go back through here.
Oh, they have the Jets. No way.
No. I'll go Breston.
Yeah, I think it's either Breston or Walter. I don't like Evans against the Jets.
Yeah. I'm going to go Breston. I think they're gonna.
Yeah, I'll go Breston too, just so we can agree on this.
That
one.
Could turn into a kind of an air raid match if Hasselbeck is chucking it. Arizona's gonna have to throw too, and yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for the question, and everyone else, email us your questions. We'll talk about them. And thanks again for listening. I know I tried to wrap this up like 2 minutes ago, but that actually does it. And we'll see you guys next week.